critters. Today I have a little treat, another novella. I found this one particularly fun, lighthearted. Didn't really have to think about it. There are no themes, just prison break. That novella? Rita Hayworth and Shawshank Redemption. Okay, so I know this is a movie, but I haven't seen the movie, and I'm not going to see the movie, and deal with it. We know how you feel about movies based on books, and it's Stephen King, so I want to read the book. If it's like a bad book and a good movie, that's different, but talk to me when there is ever one of those. Okay, so it spans 19 years, I'm pretty sure, and it's about this guy, Mr. Andy Dufresne, and he is a banker. When he got tried and convicted of murdering his wife. The title is a little misleading because I thought Rita Hayworth was going to make an appearance, and she didn't. When Andy, the guy the novella is about, he requests from Red, the narrator and a smuggler of items, when he requests a poster of Rita Hayworth, I thought he meant, like, actual Rita Hayworth. Like, that was gonna be the whole book. Because Andy is like, give me Rita Hayworth. And Red is like, okay. I thought the premise of the story was gonna be that Rita Hayworth goes to prison. And I thought that would have been really funny and cool. But no, it's just a poster. But I'm getting ahead of myself, okay? So Andy, this guy, right? He was a banker, but he is no longer a banker because he's in prison for murdering his wife, and he says he didn't do it. And the narrator of the story, Red, is the narrator of the story, and he's kind of the prison shopping cart. You want it? He's got it. For a price. So Andy's a bit of an odd duck, and when he comes up to Red to ask him for a rock hammer, he's like, I need a rock hammer. And Red is like, you're not gonna kill anybody, right? He's like, no. And he doesn't kill anybody because he likes rocks. That sparked a quasi-friendship between the pair. Alright, so these two are friends, and this eventually leads to Andy requesting items and Red giving him the items, but one day he asks for a poster of Rita Hayworth. Disappointing, but it's nothing special, and he looks a little embarrassed to be asking for it. But Red is like, okay, boy. Okay. And he gets it for him. And the story is a recantment of events over 19 years. So, over these 19 years, Andy is kind of a hot commodity amongst the wardens and officials for his banking expertise. And he helps the various wardens do under-the-table financial jobs, and that keeps him in a single room. He doesn't have a roommate. But one specific warden, Sam Norton, he's just awful. Before Andy had a sense of hope, and now he doesn't. Enough yapping about this book. Let me tie it up in a nice bow in 2 to 4 sentences. So Andy eventually breaks out of prison, and guess how he broke out? He was mining with the rock pick out of his cell, and he was hiding it with the poster of Rita Hayworth. And he goes to Mexico. Before he got out, he was like, there's a rock somewhere. Andy escapes. He gets a postcard from Mexico. Or not Mexico, but Texas, which is close to Mexico, like a small town in Texas, which is close to Mexico. And Red is like, oh my god, through a long series of convoluted events, they meet up in Mexico and have a hotel together. They don't. Okay, they're. Red is going to have a hotel together. Not together, but that's my headcanon. I quite like the story. It's just a fun story. I didn't really derive any ulterior themes in the contents of the book, but I was just so engrossed in it. I read it in, like, I believe a day, or a give or take, but just a few sittings. And I know I say this with a lot of books, but it's not my fault. I'm just so enthralled and enraptured by every book I read. Should try it sometime. God. Anyway, it was just really fun and funny and kind of a slice of life. Like, yes, prison. I wasn't interested in the prison break so much as I was interested in the dynamic between wardens and officers and prisoners. And I just thought it was a really great exploration. Of course, I've never been to prison, and I don't know if Stephen King has, but it wasn't for 19 years. So it was a good insight onto what could be happening in prison. I don't think I want to know what actually happens in prison, but it was a nice little thought piece. Do I recommend this book? Yes. Yes. 1,000 times yes. It's like I'm getting married. It's really fun. It's quite the palatable read. But it still made me think. I still had to keep an eye on my thesaurus, if you know what I mean. But it incorporated high-level words interspersed with a bunch of average words, everyday words. And I think that is the way in which I best learn these fancy words. So, if you want to learn a few bits of language, I recommend this book. Stephen King is very good about that. Of course, Stephen King. I thought it was a very light-hearted novella from him, so if that puts you off, it's not like he got murdered 2 times, and then he got murdered again, and then his cat started talking, but it wasn't his cat, because he buried his cat on a dog. No, it's none of that. So, go ahead, read it, stop listening to this podcast right now. Go out there and read it. It's in a series of 4 novellas. It's called 4 Seasons, and I read 3 of them, and they were all pretty good, but I didn't read the 4th because I didn't want to. So, with that, I believe we are done here. Goodbye. Stay lit. That was...